Okay, this workshop is the miracle of acceptance. I'm Susan D., and I'm a compulsive overeater. And let's start with a serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. A lot of acceptance in that prayer. Okay. Just a reminder, if someone speaks at the microphone, we have a sheet here. You have to sign and print your name just because this is going to be taped, this is going to be recorded. And for, it's a confidential program, so we have to release, have you release. Okay? So the acceptance, miracle of acceptance. You know, this is all about miracles this weekend. We've heard a lot about that. So we're going to start you out. I'm going to warm you up a little bit. Not that you already haven't been warmed up and probably tired out from this weekend, but I'm going to do, it's kind of a teachable thing too. I'm going to do what they call a GEM, capital G, capital E, capital M. And it stands for genuine encounter moment. You can use this with, with kids, especially what's designed originally as the parenting thing, which I used to do a lot, but also it can be used with anybody, you know, your partner, your friends, you know, your sponsees. So what we're going to do is you're going to have a partner. So you got to pair up, maybe you two in the back, Marianne and now he's going to leave. Oh, dear. Okay. So just so you're sitting next to someone that you can pair up with. Two. Okay. You got to have pair up. Okay. Come on in. Okay. Hey, let me explain how to do this. We're going to do it in using the kid sample. Okay. One of you is going to be A and one is going to be B, so decide that. You two, okay. Does anybody not have a person? Huh? Okay, when she comes, so you can explain it. Okay, A and B, did you decide that?
Yeah.
Okay, A, you're going to be the adult. B, you're going to be the kid. And B, you just were outside, you're about 5, 6 years old, and you saw, you know, this weekend's about butterflies, I guess, too. You saw the most fantastic, beautiful, huge butterfly, and you are so excited. You want to come in and tell A all about it. You're so excited, and A, you got a lot on your mind. You're just distracted. You got to do this. You got to do that. And yeah, butterflies. Yeah, but you're just not into it at all. Okay. So we're going to do this. You're going to be the kid trying to explain about this butterfly. Not even a minute you're going to go through this. Okay. So don't worry about that. Just have fun with it. Okay. Do you understand? Kid, I just saw a butterfly and you're just like, oh yeah. Okay. All right. I can't go very far. Okay, so I'm just going to ask people close up so they can come up to the microphone because it's kind of hard to go back. So how was that for you? Who was the kid? How was that for you to do?
I felt like I was talking to a blank wall.
So it wasn't very pleasant for you? Okay, how was that for you as the adult?
I was in my own head busy thinking about it.
Yeah, okay. How about over here?
Yeah, she didn't want to hear anything about it.
So how'd you feel?
Oh, like I wasn't important.
Okay, and how was it for you?
Yeah, I have other things to do.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Judy.
I was just going to say, I was surprised because my mom here, she said, let's go see it.
Okay. So we're going to redo it, and same roles. If you just came in, A is an adult, and B is the kid. So one of you decide to be that, okay? Which one do you want to be? Okay. And you're the kid. We just went through the first stage where the kid, young kid, just saw a butterfly and they were so excited and the adult could, they're busy. They couldn't pay attention. So, but we're redoing it. So you're really going to pay attention. You're going to give a gem. A genuine encounter moment means 100%, 100%, not, oh yeah, that's nice. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. 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 That's good. Oh, I like that. Yeah. Okay. That's not it. Oh my gosh. You know, 100%. Okay. Go to redo. No, no, you don't change roles. Okay, we're going to stop. Okay, that wasn't even 30 seconds. How different was that for you?
Yeah, she was part of my excitement.
Okay.
Wanting to...
Did you feel like telling more?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else? How was that? Any change? How was it for you guys? How was it as a kid? Speak loud.
I was like out of there. It was beautiful.
Okay. All right. Okay. You want to say more, right? Okay. We can't always give a gem because we are busy. But if you're thinking, your partner's over there and you're thinking, could I give him or her a gem right now? You have a sponsee on the phone and you're making your breakfast. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're listening. You're doing this. You're doing that. How about just being there? Because this person is coming from the inside, and we want to be connected even though we can't see each other. So I've been noticing that about myself when I sponsor. I'm going to be present. Okay. All right. Good deal. So we have that example. Okay. So I'm going to put this, wait, maybe I can.
Yeah, I think it's tape.
Yeah, I know. I'm stuck. Okay. All right. So, you know, when we're talking about acceptance, when we're born, we're pretty acceptable. Like, you know, if my little baby was over here and I'm just looking, oh, just so cute. Everything's so perfect about her or him. You know, even at night when they cry all night and I get frustrated, still, oh, that smell, everything about them is just perfect. Perfect, right? You know, perfect. You know, everything about them is just perfect. All right. But then as the months and days, maybe years go by, one kind of starts to be that's not so acceptable. What might happen? Might, you know, any examples? And I'm not here to blame parenting or anything else. It's just something that happens, maybe from their parenting or whatever. Tired, okay? But what might happen? Yeah, this is the child into the inside.
They become terrible twos.
It's the unknown terror.
Wait, somebody, you said something, Judy.
Yeah, the parent yells at them.
So you get yelled at. So I'm just going to put that. Anything else that might happen?
No.
Oh, that's another one happened. Disappointing. And then if they get a little older, what happens?
They want more attention, and parents are busy.
Busy.
So it's like, I'll do something, because they're not supposed to do, to just give attention.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that could be another one. Anybody else? Oh, my God. Dethroning, yes. Okay.
Name calling.
Oh, gosh. And that really sticks, doesn't it? Yeah. I remember, huh? Oh, big time. I have 5 daughters. I'm so grateful I didn't have to be raised with that because that's a problem. Yeah, grandchildren going through that one. Okay, so get it into teen years maybe. Social media. Oh, yeah, they could get into that big time. Oh, yeah. Okay, but what's going on inside that they need those things? Yeah, low self-esteem. Okay, so young adulthood, what might happen? Huh?
They can't get a job.
Yo. Yeah.
He allowed me about himself.
Yeah. Addictions, definitely. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So that little baby has a lot of unacceptables throughout life. And it gets heavier and heavier. What do they have to do? Uh-oh.
We gotta
hide. No, not yet. We gotta compensate for that underneath. So we gotta hide it. How do we hide it? Okay. Alcohol, food. How does food hide it? Yeah, it does.
And if you don't have relationships, you turn to food because it's the only place for it.
Food becomes your friend, right? Yeah. Huh?
It's a distraction.
It definitely is a distraction.
Your team, you might get into extreme, with your partner.
Yeah. Yeah. Look for sex or affection that way. On the outside, I think what happens is we also, what's underneath there, we start going outwards. I can get overdoing. I know you can't believe that, but I can get overdoing, and I've been an overdoer. I can also start pointing my fingers outward. This finger, you know, what do I do? Oh, become real judgy. Well, look at them, you know, I'm not that bad. Or what else? What else? Controlling, yeah. Yeah. Anything else? What?
Self-seeking.
Oh, self-seeking. Right. Okay, what else do we do? Huh?
Victimhood.
Oh, big time. I'm going to put a V there. That was a big one for me. And it still can be. Really? Okay. So there's a lot of things that we hide behind. And it gets heavier and heavier. And we can get heavier and heavier and start going pointing more on the outside. We're looking for the outside. And all of a sudden just becomes, so what to do, what to do? Finally we say, I've had it. I can't take it anymore. We've heard speakers in this workshop that have told us about that. It's over. What do I do? God or somebody, help me. And then we're led to a little bag, and it's called a miracle bag. And I go, how could this help all of this? It's so light. It's so small. I just can't believe it. What's in here? Oh, look. What is this? Oh, wow. We ensure our continued and sustained absence from compulsive eating by being forever aware that God is doing for us what we have never been able to do for ourselves. Whoa. So we get into this program and we work it, and it's working. And we really do, we get a lot of this starting to fade. Doesn't always go away, but it fades, right? So tell me how it might fade. What's recovery maybe like? Just give me an idea here.
Attitude.
Positive attitude. Stop blaming and shaming.
Self-acceptance.
Forgiveness. Yeah, a lot of that. Yeah, amends. Yeah, definitely we make those amends. We first of all have to go to a level of acceptance where we're at, don't we? Inventory. What's going on here? I have to accept this before I can change it. All right? And then to change it, we work through the rest. All right? Okay, we're all done, huh? Right? No. Okay. You know, that, you know, things happen in life, right? Like, you know, maybe some of this, you know, starts to get triggered again, even though we might start getting a little bit complacent. Some of that hiding stuff, that compensating stuff goes on. We start pointing our fingers again a little bit. So what to do, okay? Oh, I get this. Acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. When I'm disturbed, it is because I find some person, place, thing unacceptable to me. And I can find no serenity until I accept that person, place, thing, or situation as being exactly how it's supposed to be. At this moment, where we're at again, okay? Nothing, absolutely nothing happens in God's world by mistake. Until I could accept my alcoholism, food addiction, I could not stay sober. Unless I accept life completely on life's terms, I cannot be happy. I need to concentrate, not so much at what needs to be changed in the world out there, but what needs to be changed in me. So what to do. Okay. So I think I'm making an assumption. I know I certainly go through this, and I have this last few weeks, of something that I needed to accept in myself and realize, and something I needed to accept in a situation outside myself or a person. Okay, so I'm going to give you that opportunity, okay? I'm always a teacher, you know. I always have to have something tangible to do. So sorry about that, you guys. So you're going to get a little goodie bag. And in this goodie bag, you can just put, thanks. In this goodie bag is a notebook, okay, and a pen. And first of all, I'll explain what the rest is. But first, what you're going to do is write at least one thing that you might want to accept about yourself to work on right now, wherever it is. You got to, you know, and then also one thing that you want to accept, you needing to accept, you're realizing that about a situation that's going on in your life or somebody, something, okay, that you're having a little difficult time with. Okay, because life does go on. This program doesn't just fix us forever and we don't have to deal with anything. Okay. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to say it again. You're going to write in your book one thing that you would like to accept more about yourself, realize, you know, to work on. That's going on. And, you know, I'll give example. I had a difficulty with thinking what my way was the best way on something. And I didn't want to change that. I didn't. I thought it was, and I was really getting into, you know, things that were getting my way of that. And I had to let go and accept it. And I didn't like it, but I had to accept that I didn't like it and go on with it and just accept it and just say, okay, God, just what the acceptance prayer says. So something. And then there was somebody that I had an issue with, and I was just stewing on that one, boy. And then I started thinking about that person in a different way underneath. And then when it all worked out, I'm totally blessing that person, okay? You see what I mean? That's an example. That's just an example of inside me, outside, okay? All right, take a moment, and you're going to, if you want, you don't have to, I want to share it with your gym partner. You don't have to share it if it's real personal. Just share it generically, okay? I understand that. Okay, because when we get it out, we can write it down, but also that's the blessing of meetings and sharing, is it kind of sets it in, okay? It's kind of, okay, when we can get it outside ourselves. Okay, all right. Yeah? Okay, one thing that you're going on with you that you'd like to accept more about yourself, okay? Something you're working on, you know, or would like to work on. But you have to come to a level of acceptance where you're at there. You know, I had to accept that I don't like not getting my way. But when I do accept it and don't get my way, I'm open to good things happening. The other one is maybe somebody or a situation outside. You got a boss, you got a job, you got something that's happening that, you know, that you're having a difficult time with, or a person. Okay? You write that down. That's hard for you to accept. That's all. Okay? You're not going to solve it right now. Okay? You're just going to put it down. Okay, now, okay, I'm going to give you pretty much, okay. Okay, right, I'm going to let people are writing a little bit, okay? All right, okay. Okay, you have this little acceptance bank. It's a heart on it. It's kind of like a, I know you can think of it as a God box, but you have a little color pen in there. You can put your name on it. I write acceptance on mine. And you have, if you want, I know this is a little kid thing, but, you know, we're all still kids, really. And you have a little, some little stickers if you want to decorate it. And then you have 4 pieces of green paper. You can just use 2 of them. What you're going to do is you're going to put a word or two on this that represents the acceptance of you. Like for me, wanting my way. And maybe outside, this person is not letting me get, I'm having issue. This person is controlling or something. So I don't want, what I'm going to write down here is, accept this other person. Okay, you don't have to say their name, nothing. Okay, all right, you know what it means. Then you have to kind of fold it up to fit in that little slot. Okay, if you want to share it with your partner, you can. How many want to share it? Go ahead and share it with your partner because it kind of sets it in. And then put it in your acceptance box, okay? Yeah, one for the yourself and one for the outside situation, okay? So for my example, I would put I want to be able to acceptance when I don't get my way, okay? That's what I would put because I know what that means. All right? On the other one, accept people, they might be a gift. Except, you know, resistance, it might be a gift or something like that, okay? And I'm going to put that in my boxes. That's going to grow with interest in this bank. And you know who the big banker is? HP, yeah. Okay? And this really, I know this seems like trite, but I do this and it really works, you know? So just put it in there.
Sure.
Yeah, if you want to, because, you know, I have a belief that when we get it outside ourselves with someone else, it kind of sets it in. Yeah.
You have to accept.
Anybody have a teenager they're working on? That's a good material. You know what the difference is between a teenager and an adult is? We see things in the future and very logically. A teenager sees this far and are emotionally impulsive. Yeah.
True. There's our artist over here.
They don't stick? Oh, I'm sorry. No, you peel them off. They don't stick on? Oh, sorry about that. They came with it. You know, I had these for something I did quite a while ago, and I... Okay, all right, good. Oh, good, I like that one. Okay. Okay. A what now?
So, what do you write down?
Just some kind of words that represent the one thing that about you. Like, for me, I gave you the example that I was having a hard time accepting the situation, you know, my idea. So my idea, I can accept when it's not my way. It's what I would like to do more for me. Okay. And then for the outside, the person that was in my way, when I accepted it, I found out it led to a miracle. Okay. It did, definitely.
Okay, I'm not home. So, very.
Okay, how are you doing? If you're finished, kind of raise your hand. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to give just a couple of more minutes. You can chat or something. I'm going to give a couple more minutes for these artists over here. It's going to grow with interest. That's all you have to... Well, you know, you may get some situations that are going to help you with this. Okay. We're probably going to end a little early, but anybody like to share? Come up here, the microphone, if you want, and share about this.
Judy Kay, grateful compulsive eater. I didn't want to miss this workshop because this gal, Susan D., is so creative and I've gotten so much out of it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And on a personal note, what I wanted to say was that my husband died 6 years ago, and it's really hard even today for me to accept that I'm alone. And also, everything I do, I have to create. And I have fear sometimes of new things, of stepping out and trying new things. And it felt really good to just accept that and put it in the box and realize it is what it is. And I have to ask my higher power to help me with these things. I live in a place where there are lots of events. And I was afraid to go. And I just said, okay, God, you and I, we're going to walk through that door and we're going to meet some new people. And it worked. And I just have to do it more. The other one, I have to accept when people are angry at me. It's very, if someone yells and screams at me, I don't know why. And I just want to shut down. And I have to accept that's their process. And for me to understand, you know, be compassionate, to be open and listen and not be afraid. It's usually not about me. So I love this little box. I'm going to use it a lot. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? Come on. Thanks. You just sign, you put your name and then print it because I can't read your signature sometimes. Oh, hi.
Hi, I'm Joan. I'm a compulsive eater. Can you hear me? Thank you. So my two things were...
A little bit closer.
Thank you. Surrender to CEA Howe. As everybody who knows me well knows what I'm all about. I have 7 days.
What?
That day. Anyway, so that was my first one because why not give it to my higher power, right? And then the other one was is my daughter and her partner, who, when I moved to Eugene, Oregon, it's one thing to see it from far away. It's another thing to be living right close to it. So alcoholism and drug addiction. So I don't want to ever miss an opportunity to offer them up to God. So that's what I did today. Thank you.
Thank you, Joan. Very good. Anybody else would like to share? You got to sign that after. Okay.
Hi, Karen N. Compulsive eater. What I wrote down for me is to be honest about my food. When I commit it, don't change it. You know, that's my thing. And then my problem, the thing I'm working on. And I guess that would also be surrender. And then the other thing I'm working on is not trying to fix my husband. So, you know, I have already stopped giving advice for the most part, but every once in a while I want to fix things and it never works out because that is not what he wants me to do. So thank you. That's my.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Okay. Yeah. Thanks. Anybody else? I'll share. Okay. So, you know, we're going to close, but I know it's a little early. It's not quite an hour. I know it's got about 10, almost a half hour. But I'm gonna play a song that really is meaningful to me because this all right here is a journey. We're on a journey. We're not at the place, and that's good. Because we may get to a place that's even better than where we are, and then we usually do. And we have this, and we have the acceptance to be able to do that. Just think what it would be like, really, if we didn't have this program. And we know of a lot of people that don't have it. And when you see people, when you come across people, just give a blessing, you know, just give a blessing. That's all you can do. Not a judgment, but a blessing forever, whatever their journey is, that they have a good one. Okay? So I love this song. It's by Enya. Take me a minute to download it. So keep doing what you're doing, and I'm going to load it up. You're going to close your eyes through this song. It's not very long. And then when it's over, we're going to say the Serenity Prayer. Okay, thank you. Okay, here.
Pilgrim, how you journey on the road you chose to find out why the winds die. Stories go. All days come from one day that what you must know. You cannot change what's over, but only where you go. One way leads to leads you only.
and wisdom to know the difference. Thy will, not mine, be done. Thank you. Thank you for coming. All right. Pilgrim. Pilgrim by Anya. Yeah, I play that for years. Yeah. Pilgrim. Pilgrim, yeah. Yeah. All right.